with the mind. Battle with the mind.
Now, the Personal Development Radio Show with Brady Cameron, the radio program that gives you the tools to succeed in life and your career. Now, here's your host, Brady Cameron.
That's right, and you are welcome back to your second hour of Intergalactic Super Fantastic Power. And at 8:15, we're going to have with us Paula Pecorello. Pecorella, I'm sorry, there's an A there and an O, right? Okay. And she's going to be teaching us some things about health and fitness this evening. That's right! We're helping you get in shape, helping you take that next step in your evolution, helping you get to where you want to be. So here's the thing you got to stop doing. First, get out from in front of the television. Ah! Yes, you can always record your favorite shows. I'm not saying you can't watch movies. I'm not saying you can't watch TV. But I'm saying, do you really need 5 to 6 hours a night?
Whew.
That's what the average American spends watching
television. If you're on a marathon, you do.
Yeah. You know, so anyway, we're going to quickly try to get through a few more of the mental black belt teachings before we have our honored guest on. Number 5, do not moan, groan, and complain about your problems. Make a plan. Go after the solutions. Almost everybody I know has a problem. They stay stuck in the problem, stress about the problem, but I don't see them putting hardly any action into making a plan and going after it until they decided to stress out for 6, 12, 8, 12, 14 hours or 2 days or 3 days or a week before they, I mean, they're immobilized is my point. You know, it's always been very weird to me because, I mean, like, be proactive. Go get it. It's there. Go find the answers. Go get it done, you know. And I think that's probably some of the biggest. Someone sent me an email the other day and said, you're not really a new ager into tree hugging, are you? And, first of all, I want to say I have nothing against new age, and I don't have anything against tree huggers. I mean, and what I mean by that is that each and every person, to me, are allowed to do their own thing. What matters to me is what's your mindset, okay? Are we trying to do things but not doing it? Or do we really don't care about doing things, and so in which case, we're not doing nothing. You know, we're a personal development. We're a personal development training for people who are ambitious, who want to go after what they want in life. They set plans to strategically make it there, and they take action. No excuses. They take action, and if they realize that if they got a problem, they got to get a strategic plan together, and they got to implement the action, and they got to keep going until it gets solved. It's just that simple. On that part of it, and for a lot of people, that's where the problem is getting started and getting proactive, you know.
I like the affirmation, complain, refrain, never explain.
Complain,
refrain.
Refrain, never explain. Give me that one a little more.
Well, I
elaborate.
Because sometimes I'll find that I'm complaining about something, and that is just being stuck. That's not going to resolve anything.
Right.
You know, so if I refrain from the complaining, you know, then I believe that I can get a better point of view on what it is that I need to approach, and I can approach it right. And if I don't waste my energy explaining, you know, what my actions were as opposed to focusing my attention on what I can accomplish, then I'm going to make some progress.
Mm. I see. Okay. I like that.
Okay. Thank
I'll
you.
Go for that.
Thank
it was worded
like
backwards. But it get I.
Right.
What was that, Steve?
He gets it.
I get it.
Oh.
I speak
Remember,
Steve.
Remember, we are all me.
Okay,
we all have to get it.
Okay, we're all. That's cute.
I think also that's the difference between that. We talk about victim versus creator mentalities. Another way of looking at it that I like to do is there's victim, and then there's a lot of people say, I'm not a victim, I'm a survivor. Well, I like to say, I'm not a victim, I'm a thriver.
No, we're creators.
Yes, but creators thrive.
Right, that, right.
That's
exactly.
True. That's true.
Yes.
Okay, that's the point we got there. Same meaning. And right now we're going to take a slight detour again from the mental black belt thoughts, and we're going to go into Kim Ballistic, who's going to be giving us some mental black belt training. And she has, we're going to be doing this for about 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay, I have 8 minutes.
Go.
Because
go.
We got a guest.
I love to paraphrase from my favorite topic, The Initiate, The Teachings of Soka Draconis, written by our wonderful Brady Cameron.
True, so true.
Yes, yeah, so true, so true.
If I sound wonderful, it's only because I am.
So today I'm talking about the Universal Creation Chart. This is from Chapter 10, and you can download your book. Where can we download this book right now?
You can...
Or
We're in between.
Okay, so I'm giving you a taste of something.
But they can download the mental black belt report.
Okay, at the personaldevelopmentshow.com.
Yes.
And it won't be long now, and then you can get your free copy of The Teachings of Soka Draconis. And that's why I'm giving you tastes every week, because I just love this information. It's so amazing. And so what I'm going to start off with today is about
creational chart.
Yeah.
Creational chart.
Like that? How do you like that intro?
Great intro.
8 minutes. I'm freaking out. Okay. Dr. Peter Gerov has discovered that 90% of the empty space in our DNA is not empty. Okay, esoteric and spiritual teachers have known for ages that our body is programmable by language, words, and thought. This has now been scientifically proven and explained. The German biophysicist Fritz Albert Popp spent many years studying biophoton emission, meaning the light that the body naturally emits, and Popp's studies indicate that DNA is one of the main suppliers of biophotons. Through comprehensive studies, he discovered that DNA is a harmonic oscillator, an oscillating system with its own particular frequency. It has a resonating frequency using the length of the DNA molecule, about 2 meters when stretched out, and the known speed of light. DNA's own frequency is calculated at about 150 megahertz. Well, Gardajev's findings go far beyond Pop's, and according to his studies, DNA is not only the transmitter and receiver of electromagnetic radiation in the form of energy, but it also absorbs information contained in the radiation and interprets it further. Thus, DNA is an extremely complex interactive optical biochip. It's the vibrational behavior of the human DNA acts like a biological version of the internet, and it is superior to the artificial one in many ways, which brings me to Brady Cameron's Universal Creation Chart. Now, wouldn't it be nice if somebody gave you a formula on how to work all of this that I've just been talking about?
Yes. Where can we find that, Kim?
You can find it in The Initiate. I'm telling you, this book is so chock full of information. It's amazing. The infinite world, the infinite void is pure energy. That means that it is all possibilities, but without direction or determinism. The void simply exists in a perpetual motion of indifference that allows it to expand into any reality that is determined by consciousness. The statement of I am is a very determined direction that implies where our energy goes and what it does. Energy beings are the extensions by way of interpersonal experience with its own source, the mind spirit, that extract the potential out of all possibilities. We are energy to go forth and to do work. Not idly watch TV for 5 hours. Okay, I'm paraphrasing there. No. Consciousness create frames that work by forming structures of judgments, conditions, and associations. Then our brains fill in the missing information to bring the full conscious picture into the big picture. Remember, the act of creation is to exist, then create, then experience, then extract, store the information, and then repeat the act of creating. So I have a couple more minutes. I'm going to go over the creational scale. Yay, I have time.
Yay.
First is to exist. This is a statement of the I am that is your birth cry from the mind spirit or the void into personality. You now recognize your dimension of existence and want to take over the experience from here on out. Right?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Who wants to keep letting other people make their choices for them? I can't do that very well. I don't do that well. I do a lot of things, but not that way. To create. Number two, create. This is the ability to arrange energy particles into solid matter. This is where we get busy thinking and building. As Mr. Cameron mentioned, if you don't have a plan to go by, where are you going? So it's kind of important to sit down and create your mission statement. Create your mission statement so that you have a landing spot somewhere that you're headed to. Experience. This is where you stop thinking and start the act of enjoying the rewards of what you have created. Extract. This is where you extrapolate the wisdom from the knowledge you have created with. This is where your ability to make real change develops from. Store the information. This is how the mind spirit grows and expands. It uses all the information to be stored, which of course is energy. that we just discussed about how our DNA is all in line with these frequencies. So it's all about our thinking and our thoughts and our words. You cannot be beating yourself up mentally and then wondering why you're not getting the results that you're seeking. Everything needs to be in alignment in order for you to begin creating in the way that you would like to.
Excellent point.
Thank you. And the last, that's because I was taught so well by Mr. Cameron. And the last on the creational scale is to repeat. This is where the mind spirit becomes more powerful and enjoys the act of all those experiences happening. The knowledge is being processed through, stored, and used again to create and to experience other realities. And I just want to close with how what we also learn through the initiate and the personal development show and the teachings and the blogs is that sometimes it's also important to realize that you might be striving for a goal that is not suited for yourself. And then now you've put this energy into it. So it's just as important to learn how to extract the energy out of a creation so that you can dissolve it and move forward with what may be you might be better suited for. And that's my word for the day.
And thank you so much, Kim. That was so well done. And for those of you listening, and we know there's a lot of you because our Facebook proves it, okay? We want you to go to thepersonaldevelopmentshow.com, and we want you to look at the local experts and leaders. And there you will find, and we're adding videos every day now, or getting ready to be adding them every day, and or at least, you know, pretty soon every two, three times a week. We want you to keep checking back there because we're always going to have some local leaders and experts on there. These are business owners or people doing outstanding things or, you know, owning a great business who have had great service and a product that can help you in some way, shape, or form. And it's a great quick reference to go find someone that you can begin to know, like, and trust, because we all know that as a consumer myself, one of the first things I want to do is I want to be able to look at someone and kind of judge them from a distance without them sending me a pesky salesman or something like that. In other words, I want to get to know them a little bit. And then I want to see if I really like these people or not. And then I want to see if I trust them or not. Because unless it's just a real fast emergency, something that you need, oh my God, I got to have a cheeseburger, and you stop by whatever's convenient.
No.
When you're making a major purpose, a major purchase, you really want to make sure, at least most consumers want to know, like, and trust the person. And for business owners who might be listening to this, that does take a little time for them to get to know, like, and trust you. So don't think that you're going to do an advertisement one time and it's going to work. Those days are pretty much gone. However, you need to start building a reputation in the mind of people. And so therefore, when they think of a particular service or product they need, they think of you because they know you, like you, and trust you. And so right now we're going to go to our 8:15 interview. And that, of course, is with Paula Pecorella. And
she is a personal wellness coach, by the way.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Personal wellness coach. Paula, are you there?
I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous. Thank you.
Well, I want to take the time to welcome you to the Personal Development Show. We are very happy to have you with us this
welcome.
Evening. Give her a
thank
big welcome.
You so
yes,
much.
Welcome.
Yay, yay. Hello, Paula. Paula's here.
All right, Paula, so I tell you, first we get started, why don't you tell people where you're at, your address, and your phone number?
Okay, well, I am based in Las Vegas, but I do work nationally with clients.
Okay.
We're at 5755 South Rainbow. I'm in the southwest part of town, actually pretty close to Dr. Wise. We're also on Rainbow and Russell area. Okay. And I'm also, my website is losingweight101.com.
And give that to them one more time, that and your phone number and address.
Losingweight101.com. Our phone number is 702-900-7431. And again, we're at 5755 South Rainbow, Suite 103.
And just for everybody listening, we want you to know that Paula is on our local experts and leaders on our website. So if you're looking to, you know, get in shape and lose some weight or something of that nature, that's the lady you're going to want to check out. So, Paula, let me ask you this. What is the first step in changing someone's overall health and their wellness?
Well, you know, it's a lot about what you guys have been talking about tonight. It's making a choice, you know, it's really about deciding what I want and what I'm willing to do to have it. Mm. You know, Dr. Weiss talked a lot about you know, how life and our cycle, and, you know, our bodies were designed to live, you know, 80 to 90, 100 years. Hmm. And people come to me and they say, oh, I'm 40, my metabolism slowed down. No, you've just overworked your body because of the choices that we make. And I don't mean overwork it necessarily in a good way.
Right.
You know, there was a time, and Dr. Weiss talked about it, you know, hunters and gatherers, and we only ate certain things at different times of the year. Well, now we can eat whatever we want all year long, and the body reacts differently and has to work harder based on the choices that we make. So really, it's about making a decision. And it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. You know, people say, oh, it's a hereditary. No, you can break the cycle. Mm. And it's about vitality and health and really having that energy to do what you want to do every day and not be waiting to make sure that the coffee pot is brewed before, you know, full, before mm-hmm. you start your day.
So, Paula, is that the main thing you deal with in your business? I mean, do you hear a lot of people who say, you know, my main problem is that my metabolism has slowed down? Is that what they mainly blame it on?
You know, that's probably one thing. But most people come to us because they're tired, and they don't really know why. You know, I'm not sleeping well. I'm tired all the time. I crash in the afternoon. You know, I just don't have the energy to get through the day. And, you know, half of the visits to doctors right now are because of fatigue. And, you know, a lot of people just don't know how to handle it. And unfortunately, in the medical community right now, it's pop a pill.
Mm. Right. You know, that's one thing I noticed, because I mean, I've been changing a lot of things that I've been doing, and I've noticed that my energy is just going through the roof. I mean, I'm getting to the point where mm-hmm. I can't even sit still without shaking my leg, going 90 miles an hour. Right. Like, calm down, Brady. So, okay.
It makes a difference.
Yes, it really does. And we've heard our entire life that eat your breakfast. Why is breakfast the most important, and do you agree that it is?
You know, I do, and it's so funny because, yeah, since we've been kids, eat your breakfast before you go to school, right?
Right.
But if you think about the word, it's break the fast, right? Breakfast,
right.
Breaking the fast.
Right.
You know, most of us, now here in Las Vegas, our lifestyles are a little different, obviously, depending on our industry, but the general population, they get up in the morning, they start their day sometime between 6 and 8 a.m., have a traditional lunch, and then an evening meal sometime between 5 and 6.
Mm.
So if you think about it, if you have your last meal, let's say 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, you get up in the morning, you're running late, you grab a cup of coffee, you walk out the door, you get in the car, you get to work, and somebody brought donuts. So you might have one at 7 or 8, 9 o'clock.
Right.
And then at 1 o'clock, your body is starving because you haven't given it any fuel, right? You've gone over 12 hours without fuel. And think about our car. At some point, it's going to run out.
Right.
And our body's just like that.
Mm.
So if we don't feed it what it needs, which is good, you know, proteins, carbohydrates, balanced carbs, right, fats and oils, you know, good basic nutrition versus what I call empty calories and heavy sugars,
mm-hmm.
you know, the traditional American breakfast, right? A cup of coffee and a donut, or a cup of
right.
coffee and a bagel.
Right.
Right? If they even do that at all. So, yes, I truly believe it's the most important meal of the day, and it's getting that fuel first thing, because your body's starving when it wakes up. Because what does it do at night? It's resting, it's digesting, it's letting the body refuel itself. And then we're asking it to do so much first thing in the morning, and if we don't give it what it needs and we don't feed it till 1 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever your traditional lunchtime is, you're going to just eat whatever is in sight because your blood sugars have been all over the place.
Well, then that leads.
And then what happens 3 hours later, we crash.
Aha. So then that leads me to my next question. Then, obviously, what is considered a healthy breakfast? Since you put down the American breakfast of coffee and donuts, okay.
Yeah.
Teach them
well,
what to eat
most,
now.
Right. Most people, it's carb-based, okay? So, again, your simple carbs, your sugars, which is going to immediately surge your blood sugar level, right?
Right.
The second is skipping breakfast, and that's probably 80 to 90%, right? So your balanced breakfast is going to be a good balance of protein
mm-hmm.
so that we're not over taxing and increasing our sugar levels and our insulin levels. We're keeping that balance
mm-hmm.
to maintain our appetite, and it stays under control through cravings. So a nice protein-based breakfast. Now, that doesn't mean an egg, bacon, and toast, right?
Okay.
Eggs, Eggs can be a great source of protein, you know, protein supplement, some kind of a shake. A meal, you know, there's a difference, and I want people to understand, there's a difference between a protein supplement and a protein shake that's a full meal. So you want to make sure that you're clear about that and you look at that. And most of them in the marketplace, believe it or not, have a lot of sugar. Mm-hmm. So you, again, you want to pay attention. And I love how Dr. Weiss talked about shopping in the outside of the stores. That's one of the things we teach in our classes as well, mm-hmm. is that once you go down the aisles, you're all bets are off.
Uh-oh.
Right.
You don't know what you're getting.
Right.
Yeah.
So
whatever's going to keep your sugar levels and insulin levels balanced throughout the day.
And now, just do you believe that some people are, you know, protein types and some people are carbohydrate types? Because I know Dr. McCullough of McCullough.com, he talks about that quite a bit. And I hear it here and there, and I just want to know, do you think that's true
yeah.
or it's not?
You know, I believe everybody has to find the right balance for themselves because everyone's body's different. Their body type is different. And that's one of the things that I really suggest people work on is they learn what their body needs. You know, there's all different mm-hmm. philosophies out there, right? There's mm-hmm. the blood type. And there's definite truth in that. Your body makeup is very different. You know, some people, they need a little bit more animal protein than they need plant protein. Some people need more plant protein than animal protein, and it's really based on what we call your body numbers or your blueprint, mm-hmm. really understanding how many calories you burn a day at rest. Let's be honest, unless you are a hardcore, you know, workout, bodybuilder, gym person, people aren't increasing their calorie burn rates on a daily basis, maybe
Correct.
Twice a day, 3 days, if they're lucky, 4 or 5. So you've got to know what that number is. You know, a traditional run through the drive-through could set you back 1,800 calories, and for most women, we only burn 1,200 a day.
Mm. Wow.
So and excess is storage, right?
Yeah.
You know, we call it stored for the winter. Unfortunately, though, our winter is not that of a squirrel.
Yeah, and you can eat 1,200 calories at a fast food restaurant on one meal.
Oh, easy.
Boom, you're done.
Absolutely. And you guys will have to come by our office, but I'm not going to name names, but some of our famous fast food restaurants out in the marketplace, we happen to have one of their hamburgers on our shelf, and it's over a year old and no mold.
Awesome. Yay.
Oh, yummy.
So what does that tell you?
Right.
What does that tell you?
It's not real
mold,
food.
What's it doing in your body?
Right. So then, okay, since you've made that point, and everyone's probably looking at the cheeseburger they're eating right now, what community programs and services do you offer?
Well, you know, I come from that philosophy that Dr. Weiss talked about as well, as it comes down to education. And I'm so grateful and honored that we have the opportunity to really work with people at that level. And we do a weekly nutrition class. We do a web-based class. We also have a class in our office. So, again, if you're willing to go seek out the information, we have it available. Mm. And it's just a weekly class with some basic information. You know, each week's a different topic, and that really great accountability. Mm. You know, that old adage, if you're going to go meet your buddy at the gym or for a walk, you're going to show up, right?
Right?
If you're with a group of people that you're going to enjoy and play and have fun with, and we have fun, we play games and education, and so we have a nutrition class. We also attach a weight loss challenge to that, so a little accountability. Got to get on the scale every week, you know. Mm-hmm. You have your body numbers done, and so you know your body fat percentages and all those things that we need to educate ourselves. But my thing, find what works for you. There's plenty of information out there. I mean, I think in some ways we're overloaded by information,
oh, yeah.
you know. I was laughing when you guys were talking about, you know, watching the TV, and I always, we've been, you know, numbers and things in our, some of our education, but one of the numbers that we work with people is an hour a day of TV equals over 5 years is 2 years of a college degree, which mm. most people are watching way more than an hour, right?
Oh,
we're surfing
yeah.
the web way more than that. We're in information yeah. overload. So I think sometimes we have to break it down for people. I mean, our classes are only 45 minutes. Because again, we got so much going on, information overload. So we break it out over a course of, you know, 10, 12 weeks and allow people to get the information and then implement it. It's great to have it, but if you never implement it, you know, one of my mentors, and I heard his voice earlier on the show, Mr. Jim Rohn, for things to change, who's got to change first,
right? That's right.
You have to change. So I think allowing that education, we've been doing classes here in Las Vegas now for about 5 years. I've been doing them, nationally with our clients and our other coaches, almost 10, 11 years now. So mm-hmm. the information's there, and then you add it to your life inside of your lifestyle and the way you need to. I mean, we have a gal who came to one of our classes for 12 weeks. I never met the dad. I never met the daughter. But mom went home and made changes in the house, in their family. Mm-hmm. And daughter lost, 10, 15 pounds. Dad was suffering, recovering from a heart attack, got his cholesterol down, got his blood pressure down. And I never met either of them. But because mom was willing to learn, she went home and implemented what she learned. She took action based on the knowledge and then made changes for her entire family.
And now she's getting the wisdom.
She's gained the wisdom, and now those kids are going to learn. Mm. It's known that today's child generation will be the first generation that does not outlive their parents, and that's scary.
Right.
The fastest growing age group for heart disease right now is 12 to 15. I cannot imagine taking your kid for a physical before football starts at junior high and the doctor saying, oh, by the way.
Right. Right. Yeah. Terrible.
It's crazy.
Terrible. So what is a wellness evaluation?
A wellness evaluation is pretty simple. We sit down with an individual. We go through what we call a blueprint. We teach them what their resting metabolic rate is, meaning how many calories they burn at rest, mm-hmm. how many calories they can consume to maintain weight, and how many calories they need to consume to lose weight. We also teach them what their body fat percentages are, their good and lean muscle, because there's both.
Mm-hmm.
Good and lean, good fat, bad fat, because there's both, lean muscle. And what's important is that you lose fat, not muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you can lose 10 pounds, but if you lost 10 pounds of muscle, mm-hmm. that's not good.
Right.
How many of us have been to the gym and we see those people that are all shrunk their man and they don't look very healthy?
Right.
We call that skinny fat.
Right.
Right? So finding that balance. And then we also, for people that are local here to Las Vegas, we have a machine in our office that gives you your chronological age, your body age versus your chronological age, which is very interesting.
Yeah, it is, because those are two different ball games.
Two very different ball games, yeah.
So what does your go ahead.
So we analyze all that. We sit down with you. We show you what it means. We look at your typical daily diet and then support you to make those changes and then give you, something that can work with your life, right?
Because
we all know you can't eat the whole elephant at one time.
Right, right.
Right, so we find those two or three things that you can adjust. We make them a new habit, and then we find the next two or three things and support the process along the way.
So what do you think, in your experience, how many calories a day does a woman need to eat versus how many calories a day a man needs to eat? What do you find is the basic metabolic rate?
It's a great question. For most women, and again, depending on height and, how much body mass they have, but on average for women, it's 1,200 to 1,500 a day.
Okay.
For men, it's about 1,800 to 2,000. Now, obviously, if you're a bodybuilder, if you have a lot of muscle mass, if you're an athlete, it's going to be a lot more than that. But most people know if they are or they're not.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So what does your company specialize in, and what does that do for someone who might be interested in your product or service?
I think one thing that I really pride ourselves on is that we work with people on what they want, mm-hmm. what you want the result to be.
Okay.
Especially us girls, I just need to lose 20 pounds. Yeah, right. You really need to lose 50. I have to say men are probably just as bad, if not worse.
Right, right.
But we start there. Like, what do you want? Right? It doesn't matter at the end of the day what the number is, as long as it starts moving in the right direction. So we focus on what they want. At the end of the day, if you get a result, I know you're going to come back and you're going to bring your girlfriend, your brother, your sister, and then we're going to start to affect and pay it forward over and over and over again. Or your colleague at work is going to notice, right? So to me, that's the most important part. I don't care, how much money you spend with us. I don't care how many classes you come to. I care that you get the result you're looking for. And that's what's critical. And that's what's going to start to change some of these statistics that we're seeing. I mean, obesity at an all-time high, diabetes at an all-time high. Until we start making those little steps locally will never start to be able to affect things globally.
The
World Health Organization, for the first time, is saying that more people are suffering from obesity than malnourishment for the first time in history.
Wow.
So let me ask you this. Would you agree or disagree that type 2 diabetes can be reversed with the right diet and the right training?
I absolutely agree.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right, because my doctor had told me that as well.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah, okay. And so now with what you just explained, would you say that's what's unique about what you do for your customers, or is there something else that you would like to add?
I think that's really what we focus on, the results, you know, and I think that's really what sets us apart. And we don't ever leave you hanging, you know. Mm-hmm. You can go in, and again, there's plenty of options out in the marketplace, and you have to find the one that you relate to and the people that you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to walk into your big box stores, again, in our communities, buy something off the shelf, and someone's going to call you tomorrow and say, do you know how to take it? How did it taste?
Right, right, right.
Do you know when to take your supplements?
Right.
Right. You know, our food sources just don't give us what we need.
You can't even get a pharmacist to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we make sure that you understand what you're taking, why you're taking it, and the results that you should be getting. So if you're not, we can adjust.
Ah, I see.
Because, again, if there's no adjustment along the way, I mean, if you want to run a marathon and you only run 5 miles, you're never going to get there.
Right, right.
You've got to adjust along the way. You've got to add. You've got to back off. The body is an incredible machine,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to give it what it needs so that it can do its job. Or else it's going to hold on. It's going to slow down. Look, I got to survive. I got to make it. Mm. I got to figure out a way.
Right,
it slows down, and that's where the sluggishness comes in. That's where we don't sleep well. That's where stress comes in. Oh, no one has stress in today's world, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah. So let me ask you this then. How long have you been a wellness coach, and how did you get started coaching?
It's a great question. A little over 11 years ago, I had a dear friend come to me and say, I think you need to take a look at what I'm doing. Mm. And I said, okay. So I took a look. And I was overweight. I was not, my energy was terrible. I was drinking probably a 6-pack of Pepsi a day. And he's like, look, you need to change something. And, you know, you got to love your friends, right? The ones that look you, mm-hmm. look you in the eye and say something's got to change.
Right.
So I took a look, and I lost 22 pounds in 5.5 weeks, went on to lose 30 pounds. I've kept it off now, 10 and a half, almost 11 years.
Okay.
And he said to me, he goes, Paula, I think you need to take what you've done for you and start working with other people. And to be honest, I was a little scared. Mm-hmm. I come from a personal development background, but I was on the production side. And I didn't think I could do the work of one-on-one and really calling people out on their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he said, hang on a minute. Yes, you can. You did it. If you can do it to yourself, you can serve others. So I got started and started helping a few people. My best friend's husband was my first client, and you know, he lost some weight, and then I started helping somebody else, and then people came to me and my partner Scott and said, hey, we want to do what you guys are doing. This is unbelievable. I can teach a class, or I'd love to get out into my church, into my community, and share with them what you guys are doing. And it just started exploding, and we've been in Las Vegas now a little over 9 years, and decided to open up our little office and wellness center here in town, and it's just been amazing. I mean, we had a gentleman, and I was sharing this with Steve not too long ago, but we had a gentleman come into our office back in January, and somebody invited him in and said, hey, you know, come in, let's show you what we do, and it's free. You know, he goes, oh, free, I'll do anything for free, right?
Right.
And, well, he came in and he saw what we were doing and listened to the stories. And this gentleman, you guys, had been confined to a wheelchair. He could only travel via public transportation because he couldn't get out of his chair. And doctors told me he was going to have to have surgery. He couldn't put on shoes because his feet were so swollen. And after 90 days, he was breathing better. He'd lost almost 50 pounds, most of it water weight, because he was so swollen, avoided one of those crazy weight loss surgeries. And by May, he was able to get in the passenger seat of his own car and take a road trip to California. And by June, he drove up to our office in his own car behind the wheel for the first time in 5 years.
That's awesome. Right. Yay.
He lost 90 pounds.
All right, everybody, give him a big yay.
Yay!
For him.
Yeah, and for Paula for helping him get there.
Yeah, and now, Paula, let me ask you this. Is there a special offer you would like to make to the people tonight?
Absolutely, my pleasure. Give me a call or come by. We do a free wellness evaluation for anybody that would like one. And again, I know you've got listeners that aren't local. We also do them on local appointments. If you want our coaching and our products, if you want education, great. And we've got nutrition classes and weight loss challenges starting all the time. We also do a fit club here in Las Vegas. Again, that little bit of accountability where we get together once a week. We have a walking club for people that just want to walk. And we also have a running club. And it's, again, an opportunity for people to be with like-minded individuals that are moving in the same direction, that little bit of accountability, and really just start making a difference locally, nationally, and then globally.
Okay, well, now, go ahead and give everyone your address and your phone number again, please.
Absolutely. The address is 5755 South Rainbow, Suite 103, and we're on the southwest part of town at the southwest corner of Rainbow and Russell. Our phone number is 702-900-7431, or you can go to the website at 702-900-7431. Oh, excuse me, that's the phone number. And the website is losingweight101.com. And then also I am on Facebook and all those great things as well, so people can pretty much find us pretty easily.
Okay, and well, you know, you've been an awesome guest this evening, and we'd like to have you back on in the future. Would that be possible?
I would love to come back and share.
All righty, then. We will be in touch with you, and we thank you so much for the information you've passed on to us this evening, and you've been a terrific guest.
Thanks for having me, and you guys have a great, great night.
Thank you.
I look forward to connecting soon.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
Thanks, Paula.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just for, and also for everybody listening, you can also go to thepersonaldevelopmentshow.com and find Paula's video under Experts and Leaders, the local Experts and Leaders. And she's also under our guest speakers. There's an auto with her picture and a biography there with her as well, too. So as you can hear, she's a great lady, knows what she's talking about. And like I said, you can also find her on our website if you want to go get another look at her. So. Anybody want to say anything about how awesome she was?
That was completely awesome.
Man, you know what? We had two great guests today. Dr. John Weiss and Paula both were just excellent.
And, of course, us being a personal development show, you really have to appreciate her message coming from the point of view that there's a lot of choice going on. So regardless of what's happening within the food chemistry and its interaction within our body, it all starts at the choices. It's a mental process.
She said decision. Yeah, it's a decision you have to make. Something that Dr. Weiss and Paula both said was when you go grocery shopping, to shop on the outside of the store. And I love that. I always do that. And I was happy to hear both of them bring that up.
She said something, too, during the interview that really hit home with me, is that she says people are over inundated with so much information now that, you know, they're really kind of just brain dead to it now. You know, so that's why it's really important that if you're a business owner like Paula or Dr. John Weiss or anybody who owns a business, you have to find a way to really and truly brand yourself and get your message delivered, because if not, you're just going to blend in with all the other mumbo jumbo out there because people have way too many choices, you know. And so you really got to change. One of the things that you can do, like Seth Godin says, and we're going to go into a little bit of his information here real quick, and then we'll come back and close up with the mental black belt stuff, is that it's just blah, blah, blah. It's like listening to Charlie Brown's teacher talk.
Right.
You know, I mean, it really is, because everyone is saying the same thing.
Wow.
So what I would highly recommend is that you got to look at your business and you got to find out, okay, how much money am I putting into this versus what it's bringing back to me? What am I doing exactly like everybody else, but I'm not really getting the results that I'm looking for? So a lot of times it's about changing your message, and it's about changing how the method in which you delivered that message to people. And one of the things that Seth Godin says is that attitude, approach, goals, and strategy, tactics, and execution are the hierarchy of success. Most people spend too much time on execution without rethinking their strategies and their tactics. Tactics tell you what to execute, and strategy determines what might work. This leads to the first two that we almost never hear about, which, of course, is attitude and approach. You know, approach determines how you look at the project. And Seth also says, as far as he is concerned, attitude is the most important thing. He says, because people quit before they find the winning formula that they need. And the bottom line is, you could, let's just say, like, maybe like Paula, you could be a wellness coach, and let's say there's 10 of them, and they're all within a block of each other, and they're all telling you the same message and so forth and whatnot, and they're all using the same ways in which to get their message out. Well, how do you make a decision? Do they all sound the same way and you're getting the message from the same place? You know, you really got to find, what aren't they doing? What isn't the competition doing? And you got to do that. Because it used to, there's a thing in NLP called modeling, and a lot of times they taught us that if you model, you can be someone who is successful, you can be successful too. Not true. And the reason for that is that we all have different abilities. We have different charismatic traits. We have different powers, different strengths, so forth and whatnot. So you might take someone, let's say like Anthony Robbins, and some personal development guy goes, I'm going to be like Anthony Robbins. I'm too going to be in personal development. They get up there, but guess what? They ain't got Anthony's charisma. Okay, Anthony has charisma. When Anthony's up there talking, you watch Anthony. Anthony's 6'7", got fingers like bananas. Okay, and sounds like he's just getting ready to go run around the block. I mean, he's fired up. And so you look at him, and you're like, that's something you don't see every day. That's not the brown cow I normally see. That's a purple cow. How often do you see 6'7" guys with banana fingers? You know, with that much enthusiasm for life. So you're kind of like, wow, captivated. Never seen it before. And that's what you want. You want to be on the cutting edge to where people haven't, if people aren't doing a particular thing in marketing, you do it. If they aren't delivering a certain message in marketing, you deliver that message. You will be different than what everybody else is doing. And that's what you got to do in order to stand out and become successful. You got to do what others are not doing, and you got to deliver the message they're not. The thing that I do when I study someone, and I'm actually kind of lucky here in this city. I don't really have any competition because no one's doing middle black belt training. I mean, just the way it is, you know. And even our personal development programs are different than everybody else's. So whoever might be teaching. So I don't really have any competition, but I've been in businesses that do. And the first thing I always did was study that business so I can find out what their message is and pick it apart so I can find out what they're not saying that I can say. Second thing is, what is their methods of delivery? Because whatever their methods of delivery is, I'm doing something different. It's the only way you can stand out. You got to do your thing. Anthony Robbins stands out automatically because he's 6'7" with banana fingers. You know, right away he stands out, and he's so damn enthusiastic, it makes you want to stand up and say, I don't know what you guys are going to do, but I'm going to go run a mile. I'll be back in a minute, okay? And that's the type of vibrancy and energy you want to be able to portray when you're marketing to other people so that they get your message, not blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, if you're doing what you've always done and you're not getting the results and you're wanting to elevate your level of success to the next level, but you're not getting anywhere by doing the same thing you've always done, I promise you a year, 3 or 5 years from now, you're going to still be getting the exact same thing, sitting there wondering why doesn't my business work? And then you're going to get convenient and you're going to justify why your business is working, why it's not working, because it can't be you. Nah, people just don't want what I have. People have grown past it, or people are doing something different. Or maybe you just didn't change your approach. Maybe you didn't create a different attitude. Maybe you didn't execute in the areas where others were not executing. That is the real problem in business today. So instead of going, well, it's advertising and you work. Okay. No, advertising and marketing works, but you got to change your approach, your attitude, and your message, and how you get that message out. You got to do what's different than what your competitors are doing. If not, you're just blah 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 with Charlie Brown's teacher. That's not where you want to be. All right, I'll get off my soapbox, and I thank you for listening to me. But I care, And I mean, that's why I'm sitting here on my soapbox right now. It's not because I'm trying to be Mr. Know-It-All, even though I've got a lot of experience in this particular thing. It's because I care. I don't want to see you going out of business, and too many Las Vegas companies are going out of business, and it's not right.
And they don't have to.
And they don't have to go. You just have to change your attitude, your approach, and your execution. So now that I got that out of the way, thank you, Mr. Golden.
Okay.
Number six, do not try when other. Let me see here. Do not try to own others. Instead, work with them to their success and bless them. Okay. Most people get in a situation, the first thing we try to do is control it.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Okay, Rachel, go ahead.
No, like right now. I mean, I'm kind of speaking from a personal point of view.
And that's what I want you to do.
I know. A lot of times in my own situations, that is, I mean, I'll see results and I'm doing the right things, and then all of a sudden I have this sense of like, now I can control it. And as soon as I try to control, things are falling apart. So I think the true concept or the true method behind maintaining a creation is to be open and to be flexible. And it's not about controlling. It's about kind of like with Aikido, you know, you take the energy of the creation and you're rolling with it and you're flowing with it.
Well, that's very true. But here's the one thing, because in personal development, New Age and all that good stuff, the word control is used a lot. Get rid of the word control. Here's what I want you to replace with it. Instead of the word control, negotiate. In everything you do, be prepared to negotiate to your outcome, not control to your outcome. Because remember, we can only control what we can control, execute and take action on, and create change with effort. However, when it's something outside that we cannot control, then, of course, you feel like a failure when you can't control it,
right,
and so forth and whatnot. So instead of doing that, negotiate your way to success. So it might be, yeah, I can't control that, but what could I do to change the leverage, the balance, or give me a better chance at succeeding that? You know, how can I improve my chances of that success? So negotiate. Don't look for control. Negotiate your way to success. Love yourself first and share that love with everyone.
Oh,
okay. The one right before that, though, do you think it's also really important for people to get over any kind of anxiety about asking questions?
You know,
absolutely. They're afraid to ask a question. Well, then how are you going to learn anything and make improvements?
Right. Yeah. They say, and I'm just going to say, they say that the sign of high intelligence is that the people doesn't, instead of giving a whole lot of answer, the person's asking more questions. Now, of course, that does get old, because it gets to a point where it's like, dude, if you ain't got this by now, we got to move on. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but yes, always ask questions and always try to learn more and know more and so forth. And sometimes you got to remember, too, if someone asks you too many questions and you can't answer them, then probably it's just frustrating yourself. So if you can't answer the question because you don't know it, just be honest. Say, dude, I don't know.
Well, be even if it's just like,
hold on. And next thing is, don't ask me questions I can't answer.
Right. You can answer this one. I know you can. Because you're asking people to take a look at their businesses and how they're conducting them and you know what kind of results they're getting and how can they improve those results. And a lot of times taking a good look at who they are as individuals and asking themselves these very questions, they might end up with finding a niche market that they weren't even aware of.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. I'll stop right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm already right there with you.
I know. That's why they let you take it.
Oh, yeah. Low-lying fruit there. Yeah.
Right.
You know, because when everyone's just going down to one trail of trying to market that way.
Right.
There's a whole other trail over here that ain't even been explored. That's an excellent point, Kim.
Thank you.
I will give you kudos for that.
Woo. Where's your keys today? I want
the keys.
I'm after the keys. There you go. There you go.
I have mine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Give Kim the kudos.
Yay!
She gets the keys today.
Yay!
Our producer's like, God, I'm glad these guys are once a week. So, a lot of people do make inquiries about, you know, how do I become a mental black belt? You know, what's the real process? And here's how simple it really is. You go to the personaldevelopmentshow.com website. That's the personaldevelopmentshow.com website. You go to the bottom of the homepage, and you will find the Mental Black Belt Report. Now, download the Mental Black Belt Report. If at that time, after you read it, and you want to pursue further, you can email us or give us a phone call, and we'll set you up a consultation. But what we do after you download the Mental Black Belt Report, which is free, we also give you the next step, which is the Initiate, yes, the book that Kim had actually talked from tonight. And it's the Initiate Mental Black Belt Training. And you read that book, and between the Mental Black Belt Report and the Initiate book, both of them free downloads, you will be able to get a very significant understanding of what you're doing, what you're getting into, and where this is going to be taking you.
Yeah. Unlike most courses, we let you make a choice, an informed decision about, yes, if, you know, if this information is the right thing for you, that you want to be involved with, as well as, you know, us making a determination about if you're the right kind of person for the material.
And the reason for all the free materials, such as the free radio show, the free archives, the free blogs, the free book, the free report, is because we want to give the customer, potential customer, prospect, the chance to get to know us, like us, and trust us before they make a decision. Do they want to do business with us? That's why we give you so many different formats in which to get free information to understand what you're dealing with and how far do you want to go, because it's always up to you. So go to thepersonaldevelopmentshow.com, all one word, as they say, and download your free Mental Black Belt Report at the bottom of the page of the homepage. Then from there, you'll get an email where you can go download your free Initiate book, Mental Black Belt Training. And then from there, read the blogs, listen to the archives, listen to the radio show from 7 to 9 every Monday night Pacific time. And there is a real possibility, I'm just going to put this in your ear, don't hold me to it, but it's a strong possibility that because of the demand that we're getting for the show, we're going to be moving to a 3-hour show instead of a 2-hour show. So we may actually be moving from 6 to 9 Pacific time here on KLAV 1230 AM, simply because we're just getting that much email, that much likes, and that much input from the public. And as you'll be able to see, we just had the personaldevelopmentshow.com website built and transferred over for our new business model. And so there's a lot of things on there right now, but we have got an enormous amount of stuff we haven't even got on there yet, because we're trying to get it to where we're servicing the local businesses and you good people who might be coming to the website looking for something to find out about. Well, what is Mental Black Belt Training, and how does this work, and what is it? So just give us some time, and hopefully within about 2 weeks we'll have a ton of stuff on there. But there's already a lot of, there's hundreds of,
isn't it, for ambitious people that want to change?
Absolutely, yeah. If you're not ambitious, if you don't want to transform or change your life, you don't want to go there, it's just going to bore you to death, or you're just going to be like, yeah, right, whatever, this stuff don't work. Well, you know what, got a lot of students who would argue that point with you. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get off here for tonight, and I just want you to know, nothing in your life will change until you take the action and make it happen for yourself. This is the Personal Development Show. I'm your host, Brady Cameron, with my experienced staff of
Steve Garcia,
Kim Crawford,
and Rachel Allert.
Until next Monday, 7 to 9 Pacific time, we'll see you then.
That little thief that says you're too short, you're too tall, you're too old, you've never done it before, what makes you think you can do it now? Battle with the mind. Battle with the mind. What makes you think you can do it now? Nobody in your family has ever done it. Battle with the mind. In fact, if you start, they'll all make fun of you. What makes you think you can do it now? It's called the thief in the mind that steals the dream and steals the promise. Makes you less effective than you should be. Here's what you must do. Battle with the mind. Battle with the mind. Battle with the mind. Now, what's the purpose of all of this opposites in conflict? Here's what I think it is: to create high drama. God wishing it to continue on earth as it did in heaven. I guess that's the best conclusion I've come to. Battle with the mind.